We have just come off the 4th of July weekend, and leading up to the patriotic holiday on the mainland, there were scenes of drive-through naturalization ceremonies for new citizens. In one city last month, there was even a drive-in swearing-in event where those taking the oath stood outside their cars in a parking lot while the oath was heard over a bullhorn. Not so here in Hawaii, where very pared-down ceremonies are to be conducted in small groups of about a half a dozen with no gathering of family and friends to witness it. A district court spokesman says its programs to naturalize new American citizens have been suspended through September, and the Department of U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services has only just resumed administering the Oath of Allegiance. In fact, it will hold a ceremony tomorrow, Voter Registration Day. The U.S. District Court last held a naturalization ceremony to swear in new U.S. citizens back in February, just as the pandemic was unfolding. HPR was there. It was an elaborate affair held for a large group at Iolani School. Two graduates of the school spoke, District Court Judge Jill Otaki, whose family came to Hawaii as immigrants in a sugar plantation, and Jamie Lee, newly crowned Narcissus Queen, whose roots to a well-known Chinese Kapahulu restaurant run deep. And so we linger at the last Hawaii naturalization ceremony, pre-COVID, and during a time of deep political division in our country. We reflect on what it means to be an American, a reminder of the freedoms and responsibilities we have as U.S. citizens.
I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by law.
Following the oath came the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated.
Here is Federal Judge Jill Otaki addressing the crowd.
When I think about my own life history, I never had the chance to thank my great-grandparents who came here from Japan to work on the sugarcane plantations on Kauai and the Big Island. And I never got the chance to thank them because I never had the chance to meet them. But what I want you to know then is that the path you are forging now is not just for you, it's not just for your children or your grandchildren, or it's for your great-grandchildren and those after. And in some ways, the decision that you made to come to this country is not just for those who you know now and who you love most, but even for those who will come after you, whom you may never meet. And I want you to know that they will never forget you, and they appreciate you, and they will always remember the sacrifices you made to be here, leaving behind a place that was probably very familiar to you and that you loved very much, as well as people who you loved very much. So whether you are here because you're fleeing a country of war, or you're here just because by chance the person you love most in the world happens to be an American, thank you for being here. I appreciate it, and the future generations that come after me will appreciate it as well. And finally, I have only one request of all of you, and that is to celebrate the fact that you are now United States citizens by doing even more to give back to our country and your community. And it can be in big or small ways. It can be by becoming politically active, running for office, or even simply by voting. That's an important thing that we as Americans do. And it could be by something even smaller than that, by just helping out a neighbor in need. Because part of why we are such a great country is because we realize that we are a country of communities that help each other out, that contribute to the greater cause.
And now take a listen as Narcissus Queen Jamie Lee shares her family story.
First and foremost, I would like to congratulate all of you that come from 18 different countries from across the world on becoming United States citizens. Today not only signifies you becoming Americans in this great country, it also means American citizenship for your descendants in future generations from now. As an American-born Chinese, I was blessed with a loving support system that motivated me every step of the way to achieving my goals and dreams. I was raised by my mother and father, who worked hard to send me here to Iolani School. After receiving my diploma, I was off to college at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, where I earned my bachelor's degree in communication, before diving into a career of marketing and advertising. I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I've been blessed with, but I would never be where I am today without my grandfather, my Gonggong, who I learned so much more about while running in the Narcissus pageant. Gonggong and my great-grandfather came from a poor family in Zhongshan, China, and immigrated to the United States in the 1940s. Together, they lived the American dream and operated a corner store at the corner of Baratina Street here in Honolulu. With the money they made from the grocery store, they returned to Zhongshan, purchased land, and built a house for my grandmother and the rest of the Lee family. However, just before the house was completed, the Communist Army came into their village, persecuted them, and took away everything that they worked so hard to earn. So with just 25 cents left in his pocket, my Gonggong returned to Hawaii. He came back to start over again. He strived to create a better life so that my grandmother and the rest of the Lee family who were being ostracized in China could come to America. For 5 long years, Gonggong lived by himself and was employed at a local Chinese chop suey before he could establish his own restaurant, He Hing. With the success of He Hing, he was able to bring over my grandmother, his in-laws, and the rest of the family to the United States so that they could experience the freedom of life in America. My Gonggong led by example and paved the way for our family. He taught us the value of hard work and education. His dedication and love set a foundation for my father, brother, and me to thrive here in America. Our family has lived the American dream. In the States, anyone from anywhere can invent, inspire, and improve. So today, I welcome you to the land of opportunity, where you will not only have the ability to build and live a free democratic life, but you will also have the opportunity to establish a legacy for you and all of your families. Once again, I would like to congratulate you all on becoming citizens of the United States of America. You will be writing the next chapter of our country's history of freedom and equality for all. Thank you.
And the ceremony also included 8 members of our armed forces. In fact, several units from the Army and Navy attended in uniform to support their fellow soldiers and sailors. We talked to the newly minted U.S. citizens, including Mary Ann Smith, who just completed basic training.
It means a lot to me. I came here a few years ago after my dad had been here for like 20 years. He's been a citizen, and he was able to apply for us, and we could come here. And just to be here today, you know, as a United States soldier and also now a U.S. citizen just means so much to me, and I'm grateful
and
for this day.
What country is your dad from? Is your
Nigeria.
From Nigeria.
Yes, he is. We are from Texas. Hawaii is my duty station. So after I, you know, went to basic training, I got stationed here, and here I am.
And it's nice that your military family is here today.
Yes. I'm so happy my husband's here with me for support, so I'm grateful for that.
All right. And is there anything you would like to say to your parents, your family?
I'm just grateful for the sacrifices that they made. You know, my dad, my mom, my siblings, I'm grateful for them, and I'm happy that, you know, because of them, I'm here today, and I can say that I did this.
And Guy Frieger flew over from Maui for the ceremony.
So what country are you from originally?
Israel.
Israel. And so tell us, what does this day mean to you?
The biggest thing is freedom. Yeah, you know, being able to go wherever you want, come and go, be here, stay here, live a place with a really good life, you know.
How long have you been in Hawaii?
For what? I've been here for what?
And so you have, friends and family here today?
Yeah, my girlfriend is here with me.
You have family still back in Israel?
Yeah. My family, my parents, my sister, my brother, everybody there still. So I believe in freedom. And to me personally, religion shouldn't matter. And race, yeah, being able to go and come back and go wherever you want without anybody telling you that you cannot is pretty much the biggest thing.
And following that ceremony, the new citizens registered to vote, as they will do in tomorrow's ceremony.